starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
আপনারা আছেন এসবিএস বাংলার সঙ্গে।
বাংলাদেশের ত্রয়োদশ জাতীয় সংসদ নির্বাচন এবং গণভোট উপলক্ষে এসবিএস এর সাংবাদিক অ্যারন ফার্নান্ডেজ এখন ঢাকায়। আমরা কথা বলছি তার সঙ্গে। এসবিএস জার্নালিস্ট অ্যারন ফার্নান্ডেজ ইজ নাও ইন ঢাকা to cover Bangladesh 13th National Parliamentary Election and Referendum. We are speaking with him. Aaron, what level of interest are you seeing among voters regarding the election?
Look, there is a huge amount of interest in this election. I've been here in Dhaka all week speaking to people on the ground, and it's not lost on people that this promises to be the first free, fair and democratic election held in Bangladesh since 2008. There's a lot of excitement about it, a lot of a sense and feeling that people want to see the issues that were raised during the 2024 uprisings. They want to see those discussed and embraced by the new leaders, and to see whoever wins the election, and to see Bangladesh turn the page and get its democracy back on track. And these are not just democratic issues that are at stake. Of course, the economy is very important for people here. Inflation is running high at the moment. There's a lot of foreign debt, and people are really concerned about jobs, the availability of jobs and good quality jobs. So a lot of issues at stake, and certainly a lot of excitement ahead of the election.
What is the current law and order situation? Are there any concerns surrounding the vote?
The law and order situation is quite serious, and it's being taken seriously by authorities here. Outside polling booths today, Bangladesh's military is on full display. I've seen jeeps driving through the streets of Dhaka. There's armed soldiers everywhere. So security is certainly being given top priority. I interviewed a member of Bangladesh's Election Reform Commission. He talked about how seriously they are taking the security issue, but you know, they do know that the risk is very much there. There has been some reports, there's concerns about political violence both on election day and after the results are declared, and that's really key here. Holding the election is a major accomplishment for Bangladesh, but ensuring a peaceful transfer and a peaceful establishment of the new government will also be really key as well.
You have been in Dhaka all week. Who have you spoken to and what have they said?
Well, the mood from speaking to people here on the ground, as I said, is really one of excitement. People are hungry for change. They know that this is the first opportunity to participate in a genuine election here in a very long time, and you know, people are very serious about wanting to see both political and economic change in the country. There is there's obviously mixed feelings going into the election. Of course, BNP and its leader Tariq Rahman are the favourites to win, but they're also expecting a very strong challenge from Jamaat-e-Islami, which is expected to poll better than it ever has before. There's been some disappointment among those that participated in the July 2024 uprising that the student political party, the political party representing the student movement, the NCP, that it decided to join a coalition with Jamaat. rather than run on its own. There has been some disappointment about that, some disappointment that perhaps there isn't more of a revolutionary spirit among the candidates and on the ballot. But certainly people are very excited to cast their votes today.
বাংলাদেশের ত্রয়োদশ জাতীয় সংসদ নির্বাচন এবং গণভোট নিয়ে এসবিএস জার্নালিস্ট অ্যারন ফার্নান্দেজের সাক্ষাৎকারটি শুনলেন। সঙ্গে ছিলাম আমি শিকদার তাহের আহমদ। আমাদেরকে লাইক দিন, শেয়ার করুন, আপনার মতামত দিন। ফেসবুকে ফলো করুন এসবিএস বাংলা।
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.